We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Pittsburgh, where the Bills are getting set to play the Steelers on Saturday night at Heinz Field, and we're with Bills running back C.J. Spiller. Thanks for coming by here, C.J.
Thank you guys for having me. Always a pleasure.
You spent a lot of time in our studio in Orchard Park, our little cubbyhole in Orchard Park. How do you like this setup here?
Right now, you know, I'm looking at, you know, beautiful blue skies, you know, people walking the sidewalks, you know, seeing the highway, very busy right now. So it's a good view, but, you know, I still love the studio in at One Bills Drive.
Yeah, there's no place like home. You guys have been road warriors the last couple of weeks. How do you feel about that? You've been living in hotels, you've been on buses for a couple of weeks now.
Well, obviously, to be a great team, you have to win on the road, and I think this will definitely benefit us in the long run once the season comes around. So we'll be used to it, and you know, we just got to take advantage of every opportunity that we have.
What do you think of these joint practices? What do you get out of them?
Well, this is my first time going around, so you know, yesterday went pretty well. We got some stuff that we had to clean up. So we can have a better practice. But I thought overall it was pretty cool. It wasn't as bad, you know, as I thought it would be. You know, you get to go against a different team, see different looks, almost like playing a game. So we got one game down. We got two more to go.
You know, Wednesday when you got on the field and there were run periods for both offenses against defenses, pretty early on, things got heated up. In fact, I think you got a little heated up early on, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to get too much into it. You know, that's just the nature of it. And, you know, I'm a very competitive guy. And, you know, I'm not going to back down from anyone. Nobody's not just going to jump up in my face and think that they can punk me or anything like that. So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, show my teammates, you know, that, you know, we're going to be tough on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, we're not going to take anything from anyone.
It looked like your teammates responded. I saw, for instance, Evan Rodriguez get into it, too. He was ready to go.
Yeah, he did. You know, we had a lot of things, a lot of shuffles. But at the end of the day, you know, we just got to clean that up. We just got to keep our composure because we don't want that to bite us in the rear end come the season and get a 15-yard that'll cost our team. So, you know, it's stuff that that we can talk about, you know, internally that we can do better. But at the same time, like I said, we're not going to back down, you know, from anyone.
Earlier this week, there was a lot of publicity about the Cowboys and Raiders having a kind of a brawl at training camp. Nobody wants that. And you're competitive and you're up against a different team, but you're all really, at this point, you're not really out there to fight, right?
Exactly. You're not out there to fight, you know, and, you know, we don't know exactly, you know, what started that happening with the Cowboys and the Raiders. Only thing we can do is just go about, you know, what we've seen. And, you know, that we don't want that image on the NFL. But, you know, things do get heated, but you just got to have great leadership and be able to compose yourself. I think we did a great job yesterday when things did get heated. Both teams was able to, you know, just split apart and continue to get good work in.
And, C.J., it had to feel good to run against a different defense and a different defensive look. That's almost a unique defensive style the Steelers play.
It is. You know, Coach Dick LeBeau, he brings a lot of different looks, and, you know, his team's always known for, you know, doing a good job stopping the run. So for us to have a couple of running lanes yesterday, you know, that gave us a lot of confidence. We just got to try to continue to build on that, you know, today and then obviously Saturday.
Bills running back C.J. Spiller, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from Pittsburgh. I want to take you back to last Friday night, the game against Carolina. There were a couple of runs that you had where you planted your foot and you had the burst, the kind of burst that everybody's been looking for from you. Did that feel pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying all along that, you know, my ankles feel good. My health-wise, I feel great, you know, and it felt good to get the burst down. Now it's all about, you know, making guys miss. I just got to get back into that groove of things, and, you know, because it's been a while since I've been able to plant on both ankles. So once that come back, you know, I'll be sharp as a knife.
Is that a confidence thing, being able to plant on both ankles?
Nah, not really. I mean, I have the confidence to plant on it. Just about reading guys' angles, seeing where they're coming from, and just, you know, not breaking down too early or doing my moves too early.
And with the limited runs, carries that you'll get in a preseason game, is there enough to work on all these things you feel like you need to work on?
Yeah, I mean, when I get in there and have an opportunity, if I get an open field, you know, you have to take advantage of that. And then obviously you can do things in practice that can work on it. But, you know, it's totally different from the game speed. But, you know, I'm doing everything I possibly can. So once the game come out, you know, have a plan to how to attack safeties.
How much work do you think you need in these preseason games to get ready for the regular season?
I mean, that's up to the coaches. You know, I can only, you know, go in when they tell me to go in. Like I say, I'm, you know, come next Saturday, well, come this week and next week, you know, I'll be ready for September. You know, I don't need to go out and have 20-plus carries to get ready for a season. You know, I know what it takes. You know, I've been in this league, you know, going into my fifth year, so I know what it takes to get ready for NFL season.
C.J., how different are you as a runner now than you were 5 years ago when you came into the league?
More patient now. You know, if you go back and look at my rookie tape, you can see the impatience. You know, I always wanted to have that big home run threat every time I got it. And but now, having two great running back coaches, Coach Marcus and now with Coach Wheatley, you know, a three-yard run is a great run in this league. And, you know, that's kind of how to switch my mindset. And if those big ones happen, you have to take advantage of it. And, you know, and that's what, you know, my offensive line, they do a great job. So when I get an open space, I have to make sure I reward those guys.
I know there have been times in the last few years when maybe you did not have the game that you wanted to have. You always talk about going back to being more patient, to letting things develop for you.
Yeah, well, yeah, because, you know, you miss some things out there. When you go back and look at the film on Monday, you wish you probably could have been a little patient. And, you know, that's just how the game goes. So you just continue to work at it. But, you know, like I said, I think I'd have came a long way from my rookie year to now.
CJ, you mentioned your offensive line. They were big last year. They're bigger this year. I mean, the additions they've made, the rookies, even Chris Williams, there's some massive guys up front of you.
It is some massive guys up there. You know, you got some big bodies that can move some people. Guys, they come and they're gelling well. We're just trying to find the best five guys that we can put out there that's going to be able to compete at a high level. That we're going to be able to protect the quarterback and then open up running lanes. So, you know, Coach Pat Morris, he's doing a great job of trying to find that combination that he needs.
Talking about combinations, your running back group had some pretty significant additions this year, Bryce Brown and Booby Dixon. What have they brought to your room, and what have they brought to the whole competitive atmosphere in that room?
Well, I mean, Booby's, you know, he's a very high-energy guy. You know, he gets things going. You know, he's outspoken. He kind of reminds a lot of like Tashard Choice. I mean, very, you know, very likable in the locker room. And then Bryce, I mean, y'all seen throughout the preseason the explosive plays that he's been making, you know, each and every week. And that can only help us because it's a long season. You never know what can happen.
We're still, you know, maybe midway through this preseason, and it seems like there's still an opportunity to figure out roles and playing times at that running back spot. I mean, you would think all have some role to play.
Yeah, we all. We all know we're going to need each other throughout the season. And, you know, whenever our number's called, we got to be able to go out there and produce. And, you know, we all have faith in each other that, you know, whoever's out there going to get the job done. So, you know, that won't be an issue for us.
It seemed like in the Carolina game, the Bills ran a lot of I formation, a lot of fullback lead plays with Frank Summers in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what defense we go against. You know, we switch up our personnel, you know, each and every week, try to find the best combination to help us be successful on offense. And, you know, we thought, you know, 21 package was a good fit going against the Panthers, and it worked out well for us.
Are you comfortable in that package?
I'm very comfortable. You know, I have all the confidence in the world in both Frank and Evan Rodriguez to get their job done. Both of them guys know what they're doing, and they both great pass protectors and also great run blockers.
As a tailback, what's the adjustment to be made from a 21 package to when you're the lone guy back?
I mean, just, you know, you don't have that extra guy. That, you know, you're going to have to make a guy miss. But, you know, either one's fine with me. You know, I'd have done it throughout my whole career in both styles, and, you know, it'd have been successful. So it's just good. I just love seeing my fullback out there having success and beating some people's heads in.
They have a role to play, those guys, don't they?
They do. You know, they have a big role to play. And like I said, I'm excited. You know, Frank, to me, I think he's the best fullback in the game right now.
We're with C.J. Spiller, Bills running back. C.J., you were in the news this week, and Doug Whaley addressed trade rumors that are out there. Are you aware of that, that people are talking about that?
Man, I'd have said what I had to say about that, and, you know, there's nothing else really to comment on. And, you know, I just got the phone with, you know, my great uncle, and, you know, thing that he reminded me was Jeremiah 29:11. And, you know, that's what's going to stick with me. And, you know, anything else that happens, you know, that's out of my control. That's just, you know, people just trying to get me off focus and, you know, grab my attention of not giving my teammates all the attention that they deserve, and, you know, me working hard at my craft. So, you know, those decisions, those are not up to me. You know, that's above my head.
What is Jeremiah 29:11?
For I know the plans that I have for you to prosper, not to harm you.
So you're pretty much going to play on and let things happen as the way they
were? Yeah. I mean, I'm not sitting here and worrying about, you know, trade rumors. If, you know, if those things, you know, if the Bills have to make that move, you know, they have to do what's best for this organization, you know. And you know, only thing I can do is just wish them well. And but as of right now, I'm still a Buffalo Bill. I'm up under contract with the Buffalo Bills, and, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully being here.
And from what I know about you, you like being here, right? You've always liked
it. I love Western New York. You know, I love being in Orchard Park. I love playing for this team. I love the city. I mean, it fits my personality very well just because of where, you know, my upbringing. And so, you know, I had mad respect for this city and for the people of Western New York. And, you know, if anything does happen, you know, I'll always be devoted to that city because they've been very devoted to me.
Saturday night against the Steelers, how much do you expect to play? How much do you want to play?
We haven't gotten to it yet. You know, we'll probably play a little longer, but, you know, we never know until probably like the day of or the day before, you know, how much we'll play. But, you know, like I say, whenever I'm out there, I'm just going to give it my all.
CJ, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
CJ Spiller, Bills running back, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from the Wyndham Grand Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh on Buffalo Bills Radio.